Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Jesus. I'm with Opinion Research, working with an informed public opinion poll about some public issues facing Hector County. Do you have a couple moments?
What is this about?
This is a public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County.
For anyone else.
It'll just take a few moments.
Okay, what, go ahead. Sorry,
all right.
What do you
now,
mean?
Just a few quick moments just to ask you a question for a poll. Your opinion is very important. Now, are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes.
All right. Now, generally, do you think that things in Hector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Wrong.
Okay. All right. Now, what is the most important issue facing Hector County? And anything that you may think is facing Hector County?
Truthfully, all the illegal aliens that come in.
Okay, got it. Immigration, that would be immigration?
Yes.
All right, now, I understand. Now, how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Okay, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
Worse.
Now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County?
Family members and my husband, I think it's awful.
Okay, so you would say very concerned or somewhat concerned?
Yes, very concerned.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in the community. Please tell me how you rate each of them in Hector County, whether excellent, good, fair, or poor. So the first one is availability of quality health care.
Poor.
Public safety and low crime.
Poor.
Okay. Being able to get from place. Okay. Being able to get.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Awful. Terrible. Poor.
Okay. Poor. Okay. Yeah. Effective leadership from elected officials?
Poor.
Okay. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
I don't have one.
Okay.
Poor. I'm a quadriplegic. So my life is very hard.
I understand. I'm sorry. How about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Not good. Poor.
Poor. Okay. Availability of affordable housing.
Poor.
Okay. Offering job opportunities in your field?
Poor.
Okay. Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
I think it's poor.
Okay. Public transportation?
Poor.
Okay. Quality of the public schools?
Poor.
Okay. The availability of outdoor park, playgrounds, and nature.
We're still going to be learning about each other.
The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Poor.
Okay. How about natural beauty and physical setting?
Not good.
Okay, would you say fair or poor?
I'm sorry, poor.
Okay.
My outlook on life right now isn't very good.
Okay. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people: entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Retirees.
Poor.
Okay. Immigrants from other countries.
Okay. I think it's terrible. Poor.
Okay. How about people living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Okay. People like you?
Poor.
Okay. How about young single people?
Like, what do you mean?
How would you rate Ector County as a place to live for young single people?
Poor.
Okay. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
Poor.
Okay. How about racial and ethnic minorities?
Poor.
Okay. How about families with children?
That question, I don't understand. Like,
okay.
What do you mean by that one?
Like, how would you rate Ector County as a place to live for families with children?
Oh, poor, awful.
Okay.
I would never want my family to have, my kids to have to live here. My grandkids. It's awful. I have 8 grandkids, and they're little, and I'm very worried for them. I would never want them to come here.
Okay. Now, how would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Poor.
Okay. Now, over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Poor.
Okay.
I would rate it awful.
Okay. Now, do you think, the quality of life will deteriorate, stay the same, or improve?
Deteriorate.
Okay. All right. Now, what is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate? Lack of opportunities, lack of business opportunities, poor general economic conditions in the area, poor education?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes, poor education, everything.
Okay. Now, economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for economic development in Ector County?
Poor.
Okay. Would you say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar?
Say that again.
Yes. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Very familiar, I guess. I don't understand the question. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No problem. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Ector County?
Oh, not good. Not at all.
Okay. So you would say not too confident or not at all confident?
Yes. Not too confident.
Okay. All right. Now, community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Ector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar.
Very familiar.
Okay. All right. Now, how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Ector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or
very,
not at all?
Very, not too confident.
Okay. All right. Now, how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all likely?
Very, very likely.
Okay. Okay. Now, in your opinion...
In the next 5 years, I will be leaving Ector County.
Okay. Okay. I see. Now, in your opinion, what is the primary reason that your family member are likely to move from the area? Is it poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunity elsewhere, family reasons, retirement, poor educational opportunities for them or their children, poor leadership, vision, and action from local government in addressing major issues, lack of entertainment and culture opportunities, poor quality
I'll see
of... Okay. If you would select one, which one would you say is, like, you know, the primary reason? Poor,
say, go ahead.
Yes. There's a couple more options, like poor quality of life, crime, environmental concerns, poor air quality, pollution, unhealthy, cost of living, illegal immigration.
Oh, my gosh, all of them.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't have a good outlook on life here in Ector County.
Okay. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you've completed? High school or less? Some college? College graduate? Graduate degree?
I graduated with... certificate. So,
okay.
I don't
okay.
know, some college.
Okay, so that's a college graduate. Okay. Now,
yes.
In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Okay. Now, what is your age? 18 to 34? 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 or above?
50 to 65.
Okay. Now, do you have a school-age child living in your area?
No.
In your house?
No, sir.
Okay.
I have all grandkids now.
Okay. Now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White Anglo.
Okay. Now, is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
Okay. All right. Now, is your annual household income less than $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 plus? Okay. All right. Now, are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, a homemaker, a student, or
disabled.
Currently unemployed? Okay.
I'm a quadriplegic, so I can't work anymore.
Sorry, man. Sorry. Okay. Now, I do apologize about that. Now, and do you live within the city limits of Odessa?
Yes, I live in the city limits.
Okay. Okay. Now, this concludes our survey. I want to take a few moments just to thank you very much for taking the time. Your opinion is definitely important to us. Okay. I want to wish you a great rest of the afternoon and a great weekend. And thank you once again, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Likewise. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.